Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Spill the Baby Tea, a podcast where we candidly talk about all things motherhood and parenthood. My name is Helen Wu Wang. I'm a mom to a 28-month-old baby boy, and I am here to create a space where we can all share, connect, and feel a little less alone. Before we start today's episode, I wanted to offer a content warning. I do talk about miscarriage in this episode, so if you are particularly sensitive to the topic, I invite you to put a pause on this episode and tune into a different episode of Asian Boss Girl. To all the parents out there, we are in this together, so let's get this episode started. So, with every episode of Spill the Baby Tea, we typically start with our giggle and drool of the week. And to be honest, I was on the fence about sharing this today because it just felt so frivolous in comparison to the main topic. But I am reminded that it is okay to have happy moments and to recognize and feel the sad moments when they come. So I'm going to change it up a bit this week and we'll share this segment at the end of the podcast. Instead, I'll just jump right into it. I guess it's pretty obvious from the topic of this podcast and perhaps to those of you who follow my socials that life has not been so kind lately. Last month, we went through a miscarriage and it was the single most devastating thing I've ever experienced in my life. I myself was so unaware of how common miscarriages are. 1 in 4 pregnancy ended miscarriages. So there's a high chance that your friend, a coworker, a cousin, or another family member has been through one. Today's episode will not be about recounting my own detailed experience with the miscarriage. I am open to sharing this though, and planning to bring Philip onto the main Asian Boss Girl podcast to talk with me about it. We will also be on video, so hoping I can muster up the courage to keep it together for that episode. But tune in for that one, it will be coming out end of May. My intention for today's episode is to shed light on the topic of miscarriages since it is so taboo, and I feel like there is not enough information available for the average person to be a good support system for those who need it. I will provide you with some tools for how to support a friend or a loved one going through a miscarriage, what to say or do, and what not to say or do. For anyone who's going through a miscarriage or has gone through one, I wanted to start with a message for you. I hope the words I share today will offer you hope and that you are less alone on your journeys. Listening to other podcasts is what helped me through so much of my own grief. And that's what I hope to do for you today. So to any grieving moms out there, I want to tell you that I am sorry. I'm sorry for the loss that's brought you here. What should have been an ultrasound visit filled with joy and the beating sounds of life is instead replaced by sorrow and emptiness. I'm sorry that you had to hear those words from the doctor or go through the physical pain of loss on a random day of the week, moments that continue to replay over and over again in your memory. I'm sorry the hopefulness of a positive pregnancy test will now be stained by the fear of what ifs. I'm sorry that you are grieving, no matter the amount of time that's passed since the loss of your baby, and that grief feels heavier than anything you've ever felt before. I'm so sorry that you feel so alone. Whether your miscarriage was a chemical pregnancy or a late-stage pregnancy, a loss is a loss, and the grief that you feel, no matter when you're feeling it, is valid. While I don't know the specifics of your own loss, what I do know is that you are seen, you are valued, and you are loved. And the baby that you lost matters. When I opened up my Instagram stories for questions about miscarriage, overwhelmingly, a lot of you asked, how can I support my friend? This just shows how incredible all of you out there are, that so many of you want to empathize, that want to show up for your friend. And for that, your friends are already so lucky to have you in their lives. So, how do we support a friend who is going through a miscarriage? To be honest, there aren't certain magical words, nothing that you can say or do that will take away someone's grief fully. And for that alone, it might feel like an uphill battle and a lot of pressure to react quickly and correctly. It is okay to acknowledge that if the words aren't coming to you right away, that you take a beat and craft a response or an action. And this is where I'm here to help you today. All of this is based on my own experience and my gut reaction to being on the receiving end of hundreds of messages or physical actions. So if you are someone who had gone through or is going through a miscarriage and you feel differently, please do let me and the rest of the community know in the comments on my latest Instagram post at AsianBossGirl or at HWooWoo. And before I jump into these, I do want to say that I feel very lucky to have the support system that we do have. I know not everyone who's gone through a miscarriage has received the loving care and messages to even compile a how-to guide. I am fully aware of this, and I just hope that what I'm about to share is helpful to those on the other side who want to support a friend, to create better bonds, connections, and relationships. So I've broken this down into stages. How to respond based on how close you are to the friend who is going through the miscarriage. If you are a parent, a sibling, or a best friend, someone who can be a little more invasive than the average acquaintance or friend in this person's life, offer practical help. Drop everything you're doing. Tell them, I'm coming over tomorrow, and I'm bringing pads, and I'm bringing an iron-rich meal, meat and veggies and rice. Because from what I understand of miscarriages, you're losing a lot of blood and you need to replenish the iron in your body. I'm bringing Tylenol for any pain, and I'm coming over to watch your child or children, if they have any, for 2 hours. Do what you gotta do during that time or lie down and do nothing at all. So my sister did that for me. And I'm tearing up thinking about it because I think throughout my entire life, I've never needed someone, other than maybe a significant other, to show up for me in this way. I pride myself in being self-sufficient, in being a listener in a friend group rather than someone who spills every emotion, in advocating for friends and not needing it back in return. And this moment, even more, I would say, than the first week after I gave birth to my son, I needed help. I needed action. And I'm tearing up because my sister's never had a miscarriage. Yet how did she know exactly what to do? And for me to be able to share this with you now, I just wanted to say thank you, Annie, if you're listening in, for leading by example. Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Now, the majority of the messages that I received said, "Let me know if you need me. I'm here for you." These messages were very meaningful and showed me I had a lot of friends who had my back when I needed them. I realized, though, that in this time of debilitating grief that I've never experienced, I didn't know what I needed, so I didn't know how to ask for help. If you're listening to this podcast because you want to support a friend, it's very likely that your friend who's going through it is likely not going to know what they need. Their mind and body are likely going into auto shutdown mode. So when you say, "Tell me what you need," they might not even be in the mindset to think about what could help. It also might make them feel like, "Why can I even tell you what I need? How messed up of a person am I to not know what I need?" I also think in these times of grief, it is, for some reason, more difficult to ask for help, even if it's being offered. And of course, we know that this narrative is all a part of spiraling. It's all a part of catastrophizing, which is common when you've hit a low point in your life. But if you're a close friend to this person, action and practical help speak volumes louder than words. When you're debating whether or not to overstep, I think in this scenario, always do it. For me, I've learned that the action is better than no action. Now you might be saying, "Well, Helen, that seems like a lot. She's not a sister or a bestie, but a really good friend, and I still want to show some support. What's the next tier?" And for that, I would say it's still practical help and action in addition to the words. But you can leave those more practical items at their doorstep, or drop off a gift basket of their favorite snacks and drinks, or have food delivery cards sent to them to cover a meal, or flowers, or a card delivered to let them know you're thinking of them. You might think these gifts won't take away their pain, and they won't, but it certainly does feel like a warm hug to the heart when received. One of my friends from Boston sent me gift cards with messages attached. The first was for Uber Eats, and it said, "This is for when you don't feel like cooking." For Target, for when you want to walk around Target mindlessly at a relaxing pace. And for Sephora, for when you feel ready for a bit of self-care. In a nutshell, I felt so seen with this gesture. Shout out to Wynette if you're listening in. I felt so understood and validated for the grief that I was feeling, because while the rest of the world was moving along, I felt so stuck in a fog that made everything difficult to do, that made my world so much more difficult to manage. And this gift was one of those that, without asking, is what I needed, without me knowing that I needed it. So if you're looking for a gift for a friend without being too invasive, I think this was a really, really solid option. If you are a friend or acquaintance of someone who has just gone through a miscarriage and just want to send a message, a loving message, I'm going to list out 10 that really resonated with me. Number one, "I'm sorry you are going through such loss. I am here for you. As a shoulder, ear, a la carte buddy, I don't know what you have and are going through and all the feelings that come with it. I do know the depth of joy that comes with being a mom, and that rainbow baby is sending you so many bursts of light and energy whenever you're ready." Number two, "Don't forget your truths during this time, that you are loved, enough, and precious just as you are." Number three, "A person is a person no matter how small, and this little one was so loved." Number four, "Take as long as you need to grieve." Number five, "Someday you'll find a way to smile again, and know that baby will always be remembered and loved." Number six, "Becoming pregnant is never going to be the same again after knowing the devastation of miscarriage, and you may feel like you're unfairly robbed of the joy that comes with pregnancy. But as someone who stands on the flip side now, meeting your rainbow baby will be that much more rewarding. You're going through the hardest part right now. I hope that you're surrounded by support when you need it and have a safe space to grieve in solidarity when you need that too. Sending lots of love." Number seven, "This video brings me sorrow and peace as I watched it in the ER last night after finding out I lost my baby too. Miscarriages is a thief of joy. Miscarriages is a thief of love and hope. I'm sorry for your loss, Helen. Thank you for sharing this great heartbreak we seldom feel brave to talk about." Number eight, "I'm so sorry for your loss. It's such a hard thing to go through. You can do everything right, and it will still happen. It's not your fault." Ooh, that one hits deep. Number 9. This was from someone whom I already knew went through a miscarriage herself. She said, "Helen," with an exclamation mark, "OMG, I'm so sorry. I understand completely. I'm on the road right now. I'm going to call you when I get there. Totally get it if you don't want to talk. So if you don't pick up, it's totally okay." And number 10. "My heart is with you, and I believe your pain." Whew. Yeah. I have so many more I could share, but I'll stop here. If you are someone that find words difficult to come by in these moments, just know above all to be present for your friend and to give her a chance to voice her sadness if she wants to. There is a gift of presence, of someone sitting with you in grief, of holding space for you. Even saying, "I have no idea what to say right now, but I love you," goes a long way.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, "must not take yourself too seriously," and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Now let's move on to some things that were said to me that felt disappointing or even hurtful. And I am sharing these not to shame the people who said these things to me, because I know most of these statements were well-intentioned and said without malice. But I also think we can try and learn how to be a better friend, how to be intentional with our words that hold weight to it, especially in the height of a sensitive moment. So this section is what not to say to someone who just shared that they're going through a miscarriage. Anything that starts with "at least," and I heard this one many, many times. At least you have your living son. At least you could get pregnant. Some women have it much worse. At least you have family here to support you. At least it was kind of early. At least you're healthy and you can probably try again soon. And while all of this is true, and yes, we must pull ourselves out of mourning and darkness at some point in our lives, these "at least" comments are like a sorry but. It minimizes how heavy that sorry is when you say "sorry, but," and similarly, it minimizes how painful and hurtful and real the experience was, because at least you have something else, right? Trust me that in these moments, your friend who is going through a miscarriage just needs someone to share their sadness with, not someone to try and bring light and hope into the situation. A similar one to this is "everything happens for a reason." Again, while true, is maybe not the best thing to say when the news is still so fresh. Don't compare your grief. Don't compare the loss of their baby to the loss of a pet or a dog or a grandparent or something else you've gone through. Just don't compare. Don't say, "Are you okay?" Especially if it's close to when the miscarriage happened, it's pretty obvious that the answer is going to be no. And definitely don't say, "Congrats." And this is probably more of an issue with social media, but when I posted a reel sharing our miscarriage, I got more than a handful of congrats. And obviously, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to these folks for not watching the entirety of the video. But yeah, those moments definitely hurt when I received them. As a culture, I think we're uncomfortable with death and dealing with hard things, and it is difficult for us to sit in silence. So sometimes things will come out of our mouths that we don't mean to say. To quote Rose Hopegood, deputy health editor of the Oprah Daily, expect that, quote, "these types of traumas can really shift the dynamics of friendship and family relationships," end quote. It is something that I also felt. Sometimes it feels like grief invites a second mourning that we all too well don't need compounded into our lives. I hope that sharing what I've learned today will help you as someone who wants to be a good support in your relationships in some way, shape, or form. I myself am reflecting back on how I've shown up as a friend, and I truly hope that I've never hurt someone more by trying to help them. and has definitely given me new perspective on how to show up for friends in times of sorrow and need. To close out this episode, because this episode has been rather heavy, I am going to share my giggle of the week. Just my giggle for this week. And my giggle of the week is honestly just feeling all the love that I've received from a lot of you out there. I've read every DM, every message, every text, and I felt the virtual love from afar. So many close friends and even family members mentioned that they'd also gone through a miscarriage, and it was shocking, to be honest, to come to realize how many people we know, you know, suffer in silence, how normalized it's become to be silent about such a major grievance in life. I've learned firsthand from this experience that when we bring our walls down and allow vulnerability to seep into our conversations, and when we listen with an open heart and mind, grief often becomes lighter for all of us. Sharing our pain is the first step towards healing. And that's why, as difficult as this episode was for me to outline and record, even in the comforts of my own home, I knew I wanted to share this episode today to reach some of you out there who may have needed this episode, for it to be one that acknowledges your struggle and your strength, to reach those who want to become better allies and friends. And the last words that I want to share here is that you truly never know what someone is going through. So always choose to be kind. And for those of you who have experienced or are experiencing a miscarriage, please know that your pain is valid. Your loss is real. And most of all, you are not alone and you are loved. Make sure to catch more of Spill the Baby Tea with me, your host, Living Well with Jay, and No Dumb Questions with Mel every Tuesday, where we rotate our shows every week. And as you know by now, our main show comes out on Thursdays. And with that, I will catch you all on the next episode. From me and my two little bums, bye for now.